Hello and welcome, everyone. It's Spiritual Table Talk. We're here 2024. What's today? January 5th, 2024. And on the private group, as well as just here, we've been discussing about how to set yourself up for success in the new year and in 2024. So it's me, Mambo G, Ngandavi, Care Bear, Mambo Lily, and Indio over here talking about how to set up yourself for success in 2024. We did a little bit different this round. I had everyone ask their basic questions about that topic before we got started. And as always, you can like, comment, follow, subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. What? That's going to turn out the whole light. Yeah. So we're here in the church doing churchly things. And I got a lot of good questions from these guys about 2024. They should probably take a piece of paper each. And you should probably pull a piece of paper out for your own self. I'm kind of going to do this New Year's a little bit different than we've done previously in the past, because I want to give you guys things that you can actually start moving on. I've been reading the commentary in our private group, and it's been really good about things that people are trying to achieve this year. And definitely it's something that I want to discuss, because you see, many years ago, I came up with this incredible, I didn't really come up with it, the spirits inspired me to, they gave it to me. This incredible work that you can do over the course of like 12 weeks in order to really transform your year. The first step that we would always take in that work was clarity. So on your paper, I want you to draw a circle, a really big circle. And I want you to divide that circle in four sections. So draw a cross through it. The four sections of that circle, each one corresponds to something. Health, wealth, relationships, and growth. So I want to go through each one of these sectors really quick, because each one actually encompasses a lot of stuff. So, relationships. That encompasses your family and friendships. That encompasses your love relationships. Also, the relationships you have in general with people in your life outside of either of those two areas. Wealth is the sector where we're discussing your finances, but also your professional satisfaction. Are you happy and fulfilled with the work that you're doing, the purpose that you're serving? It also is talking about your sense of success in the world. Do you feel that you've lived a wealthy life? Health. We're talking about your physical health, your inner life health.
TM. Not a bad idea, actually.
We're talking about those areas. All right, is your physical health and your mental, emotional, conscious health in alignment? Growth. Growth is an important sector. Are you growing as a person? So personal growth. Within growth, fun exists. If you don't have no fun, you're probably not growing. Are you having fun? Are you enjoying your life? So what I want you to do now, now that you really understand what each of those sectors encompass, I want you to take each one of those sectors and on a rating from 1 being shitty and 10 being awesome, where do you rate each one of those sectors in your life? So, whatever the first number was, is probably the truth. If you had to revise your numbers, you have to work on lying. Okay? Because sometimes you might want to make those numbers higher or lower than what they are.
So.
So now I want to give you another circle. Turn your paper over. Switch around. There's a circle again with a cross. 4 things going on. The 4 things are mental, emotional, active, and physical.
Ouch.
How healthy are you feeling on each one of those levels? Active means things you do. Physical means how your body feels. This episode or podcast is really about getting down into what's blocking. Absolutely. So, what I want you to look at with those 2 maps is, where's the first area to work on?
Physical. For me. Just not moving enough. The other ones are pretty good, but it's so much starts with the physical.
So, what's the worst in the first diagram?
Okay, and reality that the worst worst is relational, but you know that. But you
okay,
know
relational.
But wait,
relational.
Wait.
What's the worst in the second diagram?
Physical.
So for you, physical is going to help improve relational.
Y también escriba el trabajo de intimidad. Because it's mixed.
That connects with physical, yeah. So you over here? So, what's that mean for you?
I could definitely be doing more, and I wasn't stuck to it with personal relationships. So, I could be doing more with physical relationships.
Yes.
Relationships and physical also.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to
over here.
Let's go walk the track every day. Promesa.
The wealth portion, but I think like allowing a sense of like success, because like those things come, but like the experience of it, and then
it's real.
I think probably the mental, there's just lots of blocks,
because it's mentalidad, no, like in that case mentalidad, and I have that too, like mentality towards wealth. I would love to speak to that.
Yeah, we should. Throughout this New Year's series, I think we should speak to wealth, relationships, many a thing. And you?
Health and active.
Health and?
Active.
Okay. So, yeah. So, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'll tell you. When you work on your lowest point, all of your other points will raise. The lowest point is your baseline. It's your bottom line. Resolving the bottom line elevates the higher line. Does that make sense? So, everyone that's listening, I want you to go ahead and go through that process too. And resolving your bottom line is going to elevate all your other lines. Now, I want to go through questions people ask. What y'all had to say. And I'm shuffling, duffling. Okay. One question was, how do you start your day? This is a good question. Answer is, you should start your day in pray. Pray. Pray that you become self-possessed, that you are clear, and that you understand clearly. What the loi of the year is the next question. We don't know yet. We'll know on the Three Kings ceremony.
2 weeks.
So make sure you attend. What's a good balance between self and others or community? A good balance is to know yourself and know the other. That lets you know where you stop, where the other begins. Anything to say on that? How long does it take for the New Year's to settle? It's a very good question. 3 months. around 3 months it takes for the new year to settle in. That's why, if you look, it takes about 3 months for you to write the right date. Every time you write an email and all those other things you do. It takes about 3 months for the new year to settle in. Some people pick it up a little more quickly, some people a little less, but it's about 3 months. How to clear oneself from the previous year energetically. So one thing you want to do is you want to take a deep cleansing bath, a deep spiritual cleansing bath. And everyone's different here spiritually. So it's hard for me to give you one here. However, we do have one of our in-house practitioners in the process of creating that for everyone. So that it's something that everyone can take advantage of. So one thing that you want to do is you want to do a deep spiritual cleansing bath. You want to really strengthen luck and protections. When you got that luck, you got them protections going, you're setting your New Year's up for success. If you work with the spirits already because you know what you're doing, then luck or protection spirits, you need to serve them and take care of them. If you don't know what spirit serves for that in your spiritual frame, you need to ask your godparents. They're going to tell you what spirits are going to make sure you have that. Because one thing about it is, when you have spirits, every spirit ain't there to do the same shit. Some spirits come there to work differently for you. Some are to protect you. Some are to give you luck. For example. And everyone has its thing. So I'll give you an example. I know someone, they got a spirit of protection. But if it's raining out, they know they're going out without protection. That's their sign.
So they know, so they don't. If they do, it's their.
So if they do, whatever happens, they know they're not protected. You gotta know your spirit. How can I avoid making the same mistakes in the same situation at my new place?
Just don't do it.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. But on a different level, the answer is, you can't control your actions until you control your force. If you can control your force, then your actions can be controlled. If you can't control the force, then your actions are already predetermined. How can I best serve the spirit? Don't be a weight in the world. Be a lifter. Don't make it so that it's a misery to live. Make it so that only death would be a misery. appreciate life. All life is good life. Lose judgmentalism. It's a bad illness. Like leukemia.
What is it?
Judgmentalism.
No, and what was that?
Lose judgmentalism.
What was the language?
It was English.
It's like leukemia.
It's like leukemia.
What
did
you mean?
It was
like
Spanish. No, that was English as fuck.
Like leukemia.
Yeah. Okay.
Seriously, though?
What should we reach for this year? This is a good question. The same as every other year. If you can't reach yourself, you can't reach for nothing. Mindset. The mindset of this year is the mindset of the warrior.
Damn.
Early, I saw that. The mindset of the year is the mindset of the warrior. That's it's very clean. It's very clear. It's know where it's going. It's going to be potentially a very productive year. If you stay with the warrior.
It's a good year to invest.
Mm-hmm. It can be a downfall year if you can't keep with the way of the warrior. You have to keep your mind very clear, hyper-focused.
To keep with the way of the warrior?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very the clear, warrior hyper-focused. Knows exactly what he's dealing with.
So like a target mind.
Yeah, a strategist, a target mind. The way of the warrior will be lost if you don't keep that mindset. You'll find yourself wasting time and energy. So,
really quick side note. Do you like sunset? For imagery.
Yes.
That, right?
Yes. A sunset is the same as a sunrise.
Wait. Will you answer the people?
No.
Oh, okay.
The people.
Alright. So, many blessings. Like, comment, follow. Send questions via Q&A. Anchor.fm, Google Podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Go ahead and subscribe. Many blessings. Next week, we're going to take this one step further as far as what you guys wrote down and how to manifest it for this year.
There's going to be something coming up where it's a quick 4 days to achieve your goals. Be on the lookout.
Oh, yes. So, we have something coming up this year. It's a very big thing, actually. And podcast and spiritual family subscribers are going to get a major discount
for 3 months
for this event. And it's going to be really big.
It's for y'all.
It's for y'all. And so, you're going to want to keep a lookout on for that because
it's going to be
not only is it going to be fun,
educational.
You're going to get where you need to be this year
in 4 days.
So keep the lookout for that because I'm going to be putting that out there and it is going to be a very limited in supply. Because we want to make sure that everybody who participates is going to get exactly what they need.
And you will.
And
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Así sea.
Así sea.
We'll see you on the next podcast.
Always